Alright, peace, y'all. What's poppin'? What's poppin'? Salute to everybody on this wonderful, wonderful Monday, y'all. Let me see something real quick, man. Got some exposing to do today, y'all. I hate using that word, man. Salute to my man Drizzo Sock Posse, man. Salute to my man Drizzo. He said, from Think Out Loud, Sock Posse, he said, hope to call in soon. Yeah, I'm going to do another one of those. I know a lot of people like the map that we did on the Terra Infinita, I think it's called, Terra Infinita. So, yeah, we're going to do probably a part two to that if I just have time to do so. Also, salute to my man Xavier, man. Peace and blessings to you, man. All right, so... We gonna get to this because I got a lot to talk about. Salute Eric T, Fresh, Armando, Tata, Jessa says, what's popping? My guy Gets in the building, Janky 901, Joseph Gaspar, Traquan Smith, Tommy Hilfiger, Isaiah Johnson, what's popping, my guy? Mellow Zone, Ashley Jones, Most Stories, BP in the building. Jasmine, what's going on? Terrell Jones, Danielle Walker. Hey Jay, I told FB about your channel, Facebook. You told Facebook about my, who FB? I don't know who FB is. Brittany Reynolds, what's popping? Jay Williams, Shabazz, what's popping? Said peace from the UK. Salute to everybody in the UK right now. I don't even know what time it is over there. Janky 901 said, this is a powerful platform. The fact we so low on radar, I'm glad Jay exposing these fools, man. Let's keep them alive. Yeah, son, listen. So we all know, and honestly, let's be honest here, this whole Diddy thing is a distraction. I found the video of some real serious stuff that involves the World Health Organization. And the World Economics Forum basically trying to govern us. Mysteriously, this is all happening around this Diddy stuff. So I know this is all a distraction, right? Let's be honest here. But unfortunately, if we talk about stuff like that and without coding it, and then they want to shadow ban people and all kind of weird stuff going on. So, yeah, but I found the weird video is about 9 minutes long. Maybe I'll play a little bit of it. You know what I'm saying? I'll probably play a little bit of it, but it's kind of crazy right now, man, with all this stuff. So, got some things to talk about today. Got some stuff to talk about. Got some real important stuff to talk about. So, Chris Brown. I know the women is going to hate my guts for this. They're going to hate my guts for this. But Chris Brown is under scrutiny, him and Sage the Gemini. Now, I haven't heard one Sage the Gemini song. I don't know. He's been out since like 2009. I've never listened to this guy, right? Never. Okay. I wouldn't know if he came on the radio or not. But some woman came out and said that she went to his crib, all right? And, you know, he was doing some, yeah, so it's getting crazy. And a lot of these people you see on the screen, including Nikki, so the Barbs, I know y'all gonna get mad too, all right? I know y'all gonna get mad, but we gotta call a spade. So Twitter has been going crazy over the weekend, all over this P. Diddy stuff. Now, we seen a lot of these CEOs step down, and I think I know why. I think I know why. These people are stepping down, and a lot of these celebrities have been deleting tweets, like Usher, Pink, who else? Megan Fox, Machine Gun Kelly, and all of these people. They all been kind of like trying to clean up the raps, but without, you know, without the Twitter investigators, we wouldn't find this. Breezy then effed up. Yeah. I'm gonna play a video now. Know what I'm saying? And I'm going to play a video, and it's suspect. All right, suspect. You see, we got Chrissy Teigen up there. Y'all remember her dirty tweets from back in the day? We got those, too. Okay, we got those, too. So we're going to talk about some stuff. And then I don't know how I feel about this, but Janet Jackson, they're trying to cancel her. Now, these are a lot of these people that are on the other lady's side. Collard greens. You know what I'm saying? They on her side. All right. And, you know, I don't understand this. Like, I'm just kind of confused. But I'm not canceling Janet Jackson. I'm sorry. I'm not canceling her because she said everything that we've been saying. So why y'all getting on her case? Then Chingy got involved and he backed out. He got scared and said, I'm not doing this no more. Come on, son. Stand your ground. All right. You got two nuts for a reason. Stand your ground. All right. I want to, you know, like I always give y'all some valuable stuff, man. Be careful with a lot of these new cars because now companies like Toyota have GPS tracking. Guess where it comes from? It comes from China. Okay, so these people over there in other countries is watching your location. I told y'all, I think America sold us to China a long time ago. That's just my opinion. All right, but you know, it's getting kind of creepy with this new technology and all this stuff. I just don't understand. Yeah, let me see. They said all this gay-ish disturbing, Kelly Green said. Yeah, I know. Black woman, what's poppin'? He said, Jay, what's up, Jay? Aloha. Salute to everybody in Hawaii, son. I told y'all, Jay is international. Okay, he's international, son. Salute to everybody in Hawaii, man. I hope to make it over there to see y'all one day, man. Word up. VW does too. Oh, Volkswagen does too. Yikes. Yeah, we're gonna talk about that because I don't know how I feel about that. But this is gonna be a very interesting live, and I got a whole bunch of articles to show y'all. We gonna read this crazy. You know what I'm saying? We're going to read this. JMK said, this is to me Diddy subscription terms as a mogul being over. This is what it is. Well, yeah, now that's a good point, JMK, because it's kind of, you know, sketchy with that because let me be honest with y'all, like, some people feel that way, but you got to look at the court documents, dog. He's been accused of some wild stuff. So let's get to it without further ado. All right. We're going to talk about this. But I don't want to do too much talking. Let's get into this woman claiming.
I never thought that I would make this video, but it's time. They finally got Diddy. They finally got him. But the thing is, there's so many more men out there just like Diddy, who are abusers, who use their fame to lure women in and abuse them. And I wanted to come on here to say that it is time to out every single abuser in the industry, every single one. They all need to be held accountable. And the thing is, I would be a hypocrite if I came on here and I was telling other women that they need to speak up if I'm unwilling to speak up. I was raped at Chris Brown's house by his friend, Sage the Gemini. Yes, I know. I should have never been at Chris Brown's house in the first place. This happened when I was 18 years old. I'm 26 now, as of today. And I should have never been there. But Sage the Gemini raped me at his house. Chris Brown raped my friend when she was underage. She was under the influence and she was 16 years old. These were on two different occasions. But the thing is, all these men, all these abusers, they hang out together. Chris Brown and Sage the Gemini are rapists. Why have I been afraid to come out all this time? You wanna know? It's because right after Sage raped me, he had me sign a paper saying that everything that happened was consensual. And he was my Uber drive. He got me the Uber to Chris Brown's house. And I didn't have any money. And I needed him to get me the ride back. And like, I didn't know if he was gonna, I didn't know what was gonna happen. If I, in that moment, I was in shock. I couldn't believe that I don't really know how to talk about this. I just wanted to come on here and let you guys know that Chris Brown and Sage the Gemini are And I think that we all of us.
Salute Dangling UFO said she lying, you can tell. Wild Dog said no police report. Yeah, it does. The story does sound a little fishy because, all right, what year was this? You know, if she would have made specific details on what year it was. Now, I want to be sensitive with this because I'm going to show y'all the Twitter feed. And there's a bunch of women saying the same thing on different occasions. Now, because Uber was only around for a certain amount of years. So I don't know how old the young lady is, but I'm not going to take her story as lightly. And then here's the crazy part, though, Danklin. He's saying that she lying, but this was Sage's response, right? Now, he responded to this young lady, and he said, I ain't turning Ish off, LOL. Only people she not lying to is the police, because they don't give out careers. If somebody just randomly came out and accused me of such accusations, I don't know that person, son. Who is this? Okay, you got to prove what's going on. But here's where it gets crazy, though. He's not let off the hook. Oh, nah, he's not let off the hook. He can't be let off the hook, man. He can't be, man. Come on now. We know better than this. We know better than this, man. Because, you know, Jay got all of the receipts, man. You know what I'm saying? Jay got all of the receipts, man. I'm gonna show y'all something. It's kind of crazy when these people is accused of this stuff. And, you know, nothing is done about it. Let me zoom this in. So they know, because that says Courthouse News Service. Okay? Alright, so it says Roseville, California, a woman sued the hip-hop singer known as Sage the Gemini. This was in 2016, by the way. Hip-hop singer known as Sage the Gemini, claiming he actually battered and atomized her and gave her herpes. Lauren Doe sued Dominic Wynn Woods, aka Sage the Gemini, on May 27th in Placer Court County. She says in the lawsuit that Woods touts his conquest with crude and lyrics that he weaves into his music. Defendant's sexual urges, as expressed in his vulgar music, became real with a horrific and violent attack on plaintiff on November 24, 2015. Doe says Woods invited her to his home in Granite Bay to watch a movie, and took her on a tour of his residence and stopped inside his bedroom. He closed his bedroom doors, pinned her down on his bed, and inserted blank into both her vagina. Oh, Lord. And he did not use a hat. During the attack, she repeatedly pleaded for him to stop, but he ignored her request. More shocking, he was infected with genital herpes at the time of the attack and infected her with his genital disease. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, caramba. Ay, caramba. That's racist. Let me not say ay, caramba. I'm sorry. That's salute to all my Mexican people out there. That's racist. Addy said, the truth will come to light. I mean, court documents show, like, the dude got sued for that. All right? So, I don't know where you at, Danklin. Are you still there? See, when people start to defend that type of stuff, it make me worry about them. Like, is you one of them predator type of people? I don't know. I don't be defending nobody. You know what I'm saying? This woman came out publicly. Now, I know people can lie. People can lie on men. It happens all the time, especially with somebody of some type of stature or clout. But Sage the Gemini, like I said earlier, he ain't nobody to lie on, like. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. That's just me. It's kind of crazy. Now, let's talk about these other people, matter of fact. You know what I'm saying? Because that's important, too. Now, let's start with Nicki. I know y'all going to be mad. Y'all going to be mad. But we going to start with Nicki, man. We guys, too, man. Y'all remember this story? Let me know if y'all remember this, man. Nicki Minaj booed on stage, giving a 13-year-old boy a lap dance. That's crazy work. That's crazy work. Why are you doing that? I just want to know, why are you doing that? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, why would you be lap dancing on a 13-year-old? Then it said, Nicki Minaj post selfie with brother Jelani after paying $100,000 bail following his child arrest. Y'all remember all of this, right? We remember this. I don't know. Just me personally, I don't, these, you know, a lot of these celebrities, man, they got foul backgrounds, man. Like, it's just something with this whole thing. Now, salute, Nicki is from the towns. I'm not kicking her back in. It's just, we gotta talk about this. And I know. Amero said, "Motherfuckers be creeps." That's what I'm saying. You see the views drop. A lot of predators are out there. And when you talk about this stuff, it's like, oh man, Jay, you are, oh, come on, man. You're too comfortable in just denying certain stuff. I don't know about this. I didn't know this right here, though. She asked President Obama to issue a presidential pardon for her brother imprisoned for doing this to a 12-year-old. Why would you ask the president to pardon your brother? That's sick. That's just my opinion. That's sick. That's in my opinion. I don't know. A whole lot more than we think. Purple Lover said, yeah, man. They use children in the, yeah. I got a video. Well, matter of fact, I'm going to show y'all something. Now, this was when she linked up with him and all of that. This was years ago, y'all. Met with President Obama today to discuss a few things that happen to be very dear to my heart. I am my brother's keeper. CMB. We all we got. CMB. But then I thought about this whole Roman Zelensky thing that she was going by. Remember that Roman Zelensky thing? And look what he's accused of. It's all connected. It's all connected. The return of Roman. See, I believe it's a lot of like spiritual stuff with this, because why would you wanna conjure up that type of, you know what I'm saying? Even if it's a play on words, why you wanna play with that? That's kind of weird to me, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? And salute to all my people out there that are Nicki fans. I'm not saying this does not take away from her being a talented artist. Nicki has always been a spitter in my eyes. I can't lie, she can rap. Right, but you gotta understand, like, it's certain things that come with this fame or whatever, man. Like, the people that they get involved with to level up to these points is like, it's weird and sinister, man. That's just my opinion, though. You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion, man. They said Roman was her alter ego. Yeah, but why pick this dude, though? You know what I'm saying? Why pick this dude? And then all of the things that she's connected with, it just, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't like that, man. That's never a good thing, man. You know what I'm saying? But we not kicking Nicki back in, man. I know people, yo, Jay, come on, man. That's Nicki, man. We love Nicki, man. I know y'all love Nicki, man. I know. I know y'all love Nicki, man. Yeah, I know y'all love Nicki, man, but what about him, though? Y'all reading this, man? Tiger appears to respond to allegation he partied in a with a 13-year-old girl. Whoa, what? I never even heard this. I'm trying to tell you, son. Pray on the weak. Tiger criticized for allegedly having inappropriate relationships with young people. This isn't the first time Tiger has been accused of fostering inappropriate relationships with young people. The Rack City. Remember that song? That song was hot. Rapper was infamously criticized for his relationship with Kylie Jenner back in 2014. who he reportedly secretly dated before she turned 18. The pair confirmed they were officially a couple shortly after her 18th birthday. Tiger also got caught messaging a 14-year-old girl back in 2016. The Compton rapper's manager Anthony Martini confirmed that Tiger had reached out to Molly O'Malley because she was a musician with a huge fan base. Tiger allegedly wanted to sign her to his label, Last King Records. It's unclear if she was ever signed. Yeah, I don't know. Tiger arrested for allegedly domestic after ex-girlfriend Cameron Swanson. Oh, Lord. It just gets worse and worse. Tiger was 21 at the time. This is the lady. Tiger was 21 at the time, and me and my best friend were 13 and in the 7th grade, and we snuck in with her. The girl said in the clip from the interview below, we pulled up in her dad's Rolls Royce, and then the security literally just let us in because we were in the gated neighborhood. I was partying in the pool with Tiger at 13 in the hot tub. Whoa. I had the craziest life and stories I could tell for days. Oh, and I made him cupcakes one time. Oh, man. Oh, man, yo. Oh, man. Oh, man. Najee said, get them likes up. Nah, they not going to do that. These are some of these people gods. They worship these people. They hate this. They just come here for the tea. You know what I'm saying? They just come here for the tea, for the be nosy. They don't like the video. They don't like the video, man. Did y'all see, hold on, let me show y'all this. And then I got a WAC 100 clip that's crazy. He going viral right now, too. Talking about he a Freemason, all that. Now, whoa, what? WAC 100 a Freemason? But y'all saw this, man? Jamie Foxx, look at this, y'all. 3-inch hand. 3-inch hand. Yeah, that was kind of wild. Jerry Jones, wild for that. I think Jamie Foxx was trying to expose him, honestly. I think the clone is malfunctioning. He tried to expose him. You know what I'm saying? Because he must have had said that prior, before that video was recorded. And then he was like, I'm going to catch him saying it this time, and recorded that. I don't think that was supposed to come out. Nadia said, what happened? Yeah, so Jerry Jones was out there. They was training for the Dallas Cowboys. And he's the coach or whatever. And Jamie Foxx was sitting next to him and recorded him saying that the player had, oh, man, I can't even repeat it. I can't even repeat it, son. Yo, so y'all remember, so I'm going to get off the Predator joint, but y'all remember the other day I said they don't come for no rock and roll people and all of this stuff, right? Apparently, Garth Brooks is on the chopping block right now. Garth Brooks, the country singer, Garth Brooks. Some of y'all may not know who it is, but he was a country western singer back in the day that was real popular. Now, this lady that did this TikTok, salute to her, she's saying that every time he have a show, some people come up missing. You know what I'm saying? And this is what I be talking about. This is exactly what I be talking about.
What in the thunder rolls and the lightning strikes is going on with you, Garth? It's in the eyes for me. I woke up this morning and saw a podcast. Oh my goodness, I'm going to show it to you.
The Garth videos made it all the way to Last Week Tonight, the John Oliver show.
I just like
that it's broad.
Oh, yeah, I mean, look, we broke the story on your mom's house ages ago when he first came to Facebook and he was like, ha, this is slick stuff, neat stuff. I want to break down the walls. We're like, what is wrong with this guy? So we've been pushing the story, and it's about time HBO has picked it up as well.
And then the next step, I think, for all of us is probably 60 Minutes. Once they do a piece on
it. Yeah.
Then it's game over.
Then we're finding bodies.
Then when the task force is on the property and they got cadaver dogs.
Yep.
And they're like, holy shit.
This is for entertainment and educational purposes only, TikTok. So apparently they're all saying that his tour dates line up with missing persons. Now, I'm not saying that I believe it or I disbelieve it, but at this point, with what we know about the music industry and Hollyweird, I would say that nothing is out of the realm of possibility. They said somebody even showed up at the concerts, like more than one person, with signs that said, "Where are they, Garth?"
Wow. That a serial killer is finding it in their heart to say karma for the other person. Like, this man has... I mean, people are saying this man is responsible for hundreds of missing people, and he's gonna say that it's karma.
Well, yeah, somebody mashed up. I saw something where they mashed up like tour dates with missing people.
That's the whole idea. That's the premise of this idea. Like, okay. People are like saying that I'm, you know, like trolling the guy.
So my question to you.
Yeah, nobody's exception to this situation. Let me read some people in the chat. They said Jamie Foxx definitely cloned. I don't understand the Jamie Foxx situation. So he was sitting next to Jerry Jones. Somebody corrected me and said he's the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. All right. So he was sitting next to Jerry Jones, and Jerry Jones was giving measurements of the player's Johnson. Like, what's that about? You know what I'm saying? 8-inch such and such. Whoa. That's kind of crazy. How you know that? How do you know? Are you measuring the player's junk? What's going on? Why do you need that information? All right, now I played football back in the day, right? I played football in high school, and I know there's things such as when you gotta wear a cup when you playing football, right? So maybe they getting measurements for that. I don't know, but that was kind of weird that he would just say that during Jamie Foxx's video. I don't know. Now, I kind of feel like the reason why a lot of these CEOs and celebrities are kind of like cleaning up their act and stuff like that, right, is because we still haven't seen who's on this Epstein list, right? Now, we all know Phil Nickel is in the race right now, and I'm not gonna lie, he's losing badly to this lady. He's losing bad. You know what I'm saying? He's losing bad. And I personally believe, now I'm gonna play this clip, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna play this clip here, but I personally believe that he gonna get involved and release a lot of these names. This is why a lot of these companies is stepping down. That's just my opinion. It's just my opinion though.
But a lot of big people went to that island. But fortunately, I was not one of them.
It's just very strange for a lot of people that the list of clients that went to the island has not been made public.
Yeah, it's very interesting, isn't it? Probably will be, by the way. Probably.
So if you're able to, you'll be...
Yeah, I'd certainly take a look at it. Now, Kennedy's interesting because it's so many years ago. You know, they do that for danger, too, because, you know, it endangers certain people, et cetera, et cetera. So Kennedy is very different from the Epstein thing. But yeah, I'd be inclined to do the Epstein. I'd have no problem with it.
Now, I truly believe that even if he wins, he will take accountability of releasing that list. And I truly believe that if he loses, he will reveal that list. I don't doubt it. See, the type of person that guy is, he's a sore loser. So he definitely may release some names. That's why a lot of these people that was over there may be stepping down for the sake that this stuff is gonna unravel. Now you got Jeffrey, Maxine, P. Diddy, R. Kelly, and who else? You got a lot of these people that was involved in that nonsense. They all locked up now. So maybe these people getting scared. I don't know. I don't know, son. I don't know. Let me read some people in the chat. Twin Bitty says, "Sound good, but the powers that be won't let that happen." Why not? What do you mean? What do you mean? They said that's why they are trying to off him. That could be a good point too. Y'all gotta remember, we wouldn't know nothing about the deep state if it wasn't because of this dude. He, you know, made it a big deal. Now, somebody else was the person that, I can't think of the guy's name right now, but he released them WikiLeaks files. And, you know, 45 basically was like, yo, pay attention to this. Look at this over here. Yeah, they got stuff on their laptop. And next thing you know, it was like, oh my. You know what I'm saying? It got really bad for them. So I wouldn't doubt it, man. Rashawn Jordan said, Jay, why you think he losing bad? What gives you that assumption? Just look at the poll, son. Y'all not watching that stuff? I think she up by like 13% or something like that. He's doing bad, though. You know what I'm saying? But then you got to think about it. It's catering to other demographics, man, like other races and stuff like that. So I could see her winning, you know what I'm saying? And speaking of that, let's get on that real quick, man, while we on the topic. Let's get on that real quick while we on the topic, man. Because y'all not canceling Janet Jackson, son. I don't care about D.L. Hughley. I really don't care about him. He's a coon if you ask me, son. I really don't care about none of them people. Him, Steve Harvey, who else is another? Ricky Smiley, all of them coons and shit. Yeah, I think it's crazy. Backing up them fools, man. Like, hold on, let me show y'all this, man. So let me pull this up real quick. Salute to everybody in the chiz, eh? Salute to everybody in the chiz, man. All my people on the replay gang and all that. So we gonna pull the card real quick, man. We gonna pull the card real quick. Now, Janet Jackson is under fire right now, man. She's under fire, man. Because she said what a lot of people have been saying, that this lady is not fully black. And Janet Jackson went on to say her dad's actually white. Now, she made a statement and said that, she just repeating what she heard on the internet, right? That's what she said. She just repeating what she heard on the internet. And I heard from a reliable source this morning that she fired her publicist for putting this statement out there, which is crazy to me, because why would you fire your publicist, right? What's that about? But D.L. Hughley, and I'm going to pull up the tweets, because he went crazy, man, on Janet Jackson, man. And I, you know, this doesn't make any sense to me, man. I really don't understand why he would go that far. I got to pull up the tweets, though. I got to pull up the tweets, because it's kind of sad. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what we doing to our own people now. Like, what is this? Okay, so let's do this real quick. Let's pull this up, because this is a little disturbing. Okay, all right, here. So, these are his tweets. So he said, the lady looks the way she does because she has a mom from India and a dad from Jamaica. Janet Jackson looks the way she does because she has a plastic surgeon. I don't understand. And Janet Jackson's interview sounded like a 45 rally, FYI. It's a little ironic to question whether someone is black while you're breathing through the nose of a white woman. That's so funny. I never thought he was funny. Like, he only does race jokes. Like, he's not funny to me. He's not really a comedian. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he's funny. And then he says, all I know is Kamala looks like she did when she was in Oakland. But Janet don't look like she did when she was Penny. What the hell was in that iron? Yeah, so I don't know who we canceling, DL or Janet Jackson. Like, what's going on? Let me read y'all in the chat, man. You know what I'm saying? Because who we canceling? What we doing? Nadia, what's popping? Chong Lee said that this chat should be the representation of our true nation, not the BS we all seeing. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm entitled to my own personal opinion, but I just never thought that was funny. And plus, you can't really talk, bro. Like, Didn't you, something happened to your kid, bro, and you didn't do nothing about it. Like, we're going to put you on the spot. Hold on.
And it's always, and the reason it hits home to me is because my youngest daughter said something happened to her, and because it was somebody I like, I didn't believe her. And I'll never get that. And it's always, and the reason it hits home to me is because my youngest daughter said something happened to her, and because it was somebody I like, I didn't believe her.
Yeah, you let that happen to your daughter, but you got the nerve to talk about this black woman like this, man. Don't do that to Janet Jackson. If you just want views or clout, then do it another way. Janet Jackson ain't been bothering nobody, all right? And I think I seen somebody say that. How y'all gonna do it? I think it was Dr. Umar. Somebody said it. How y'all gonna do that on the same in the same month that Tito died? That's even more crazy. That's even more crazy. I don't know. They said DL was on the DL. Yeah, listen, I don't get involved in politics, but I just found this to be kind of strange. Like, how you defending this woman, bro? Like, you get what I'm saying? You defending her like, like you come from that. Like, that's crazy. I don't understand that, son. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand that. Yeah, they said Big Sir said Janet just lost a bro too. Shaking my head, like, you see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. It's kind of like strange with that whole thing, man. That's kind of strange. I don't know. All right, so let me show y'all this now. Salute to this guy, Toxic Media. I'm gonna show y'all this dude, Toxic Media. Let me get this off the screen before I show y'all this. But I didn't know this. I did not know this, but we gonna talk about it. We definitely gonna talk about it. Now, some people may not know who this guy is, WAC 100, but I seen this video and I was like, oh, y'all getting down like that? Salute the Toxic Media, man. But this is wild. I had to show y'all this. I gotta show y'all this. You know what I'm saying? We gonna play this real quick. Salute the Toxic Media, man. Let me get this audio up here. Mute this real quick. This is wild, yo. You know Jay always finding something, man. Always finding something, man. Hold on, this is wild though. Check this out right here. Look at this, y'all. Look at this. Watch this. Y'all watching it?
Them up with, and they come with a lot of perks.
On my back window, I'm not making.
So who put it on there?
They put it on my back window. Right. Police don't with it. It means nothing.
Yeah, I can tell you. I got
stuff. It was like black, gold, red in it. Word, I don't know what it meant.
Yeah, I got stopped by a cop. He ain't fuck with me. As soon as I showed him my fraternity membership, he left me the fuck alone.
Shit. My clip. Just look at my ID. Look at my ID. Yeah. What you mean? What I'm doing with that?
She said, "What you doing with that?"
Babe, when I flash that, what they do?
His wife ain't even know he got that day.
I got that for my one of my partners.
I got a sticker on my car. They don't for me when I got my.
Yo. That's crazy.
Yeah, you good. Once you got that, you good. Because I got that shit on my car. They don't even stop me, man.
You know what I'm saying here. Oh, shit.
They don't stop me, bro. I got my own fraternity brothers that are cops that stop me, bro. They leave me alone.
See?
I've been arrested over.
Y'all be on Clubhouse. Don't even be knowing. Y'all be talking to the police up there. Some of these people be Freemasons and police. You know what I'm saying? People be loving to be up on that Clubhouse thing. And be whole time, dudes be agents. Dudes be whole time agents starting confusion. Every time I see something on Clubhouse, it's either somebody beefing or getting exposed with some paperwork. Something. How y'all getting these court documents and paperwork? Y'all gotta be down with the government, son. Y'all gotta be.
I don't gotta go out there. It's who you know.
Look.
And there's a lot of majors in New York too, Wack. There's a
of them out here. He ain't lying.
And it's different levels to them.
Mm-hmm. But they take that shit more serious in the South than they do in the North.
You can't even run my name out here. My cars ain't nothing in my name. That's all company vehicles. I'm just authorized to drive them. A corporation could never have a warrant. Again. Oh no, when they see that, they let me go.
Like I said, if you know, you know, bro. You ain't got to be part of it. If you around it, they show you love, bro. You good.
Now, I ain't going to lie. From salute to all my peoples out there, man. They from what I understand. Hold on. Let me get this off there. I didn't know he was down with that, though. I ain't going to lie. I did not know he was down with that. I ain't know he was down with that, son. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of wacky. So how y'all doing? Not surprised though. Not surprised at all. They said Aqua Girl said get out of jail free card. That's what I'm saying. It's like I only hear like yo, they throwing stuff up and then they got cards and all that stuff. But I didn't think you could really have none of that memorabilia or whatever you want to call it if you wasn't a part of that. You know what I'm saying? I thought you had to be one of them to do that because y'all remember, right? Whoopi Goldberg was on TV and she had on, I think she had on the Prince Hall sweater, and they got on her case for that. And then Boosie went and got him a jacket that was I think of one of them fraternity jackets he had on, and they got on him for that, made him take down the picture and everything. So if you in them type of groups, you can't be wearing that stuff unless you really with them. That's what I thought. You know what I'm saying? That's what I thought, man. Yeah, but D.L. Hughley, he fouled for that, man. He fouled for doing that to Janet Jackson. Leave Janet Jackson alone. If she wanna say what she say, you know, it's like they trying to push this narrative, son. Like, oh, you got an influence? Gang up on her. Like, I know a lot of these steppers, whatever you want to call them, they be flagging my channel. I know they do, because it's like it makes sense. It makes perfect sense. They read your title, and if they say okay, you have people that literally have like this mass flagging situation, right? Where if you have an opinion that goes against their narrative, they will flag your videos. Because they don't want a specific message to be put out there. They're afraid of losing the democracy. That's what it is. It's, oh, I'm going to lose my power and be equal to everybody else. Help us. Help me. I want to stay in my gated community away from these Negroes. Help me. Please don't let that man do this to us. Please. Flag it. We gotta stop these people. Flag it. That's how they do. They don't play fair, man. They don't believe in fair treatment. So it makes sense that they're just gonna gang up on them. And, you know, now I don't know if Janet Jackson's still standing by that, but you know what I'm saying? It's only people with influence that they doing this to. They made Chingy delete his whole post. Like, I'm not supporting that dude at all. Like, bro, stay in your ground, son. How you just gonna go up there and say, yeah, this is what I'm riding with. I'm riding with 45. Next thing you know, the Divine Nine get on your case. Now you backpedaling. Start seeing them subscribers or whatever drop down. You know what I'm saying? I don't partake in no side. That's not my thing. You know what I'm saying? As I know, I'm not voting, son. Like, you know what I mean? That's just not me. I'm not doing it. But it just, it's kind of bullying if you think about it. These people are bullies, bro. Like, and nobody's saying nothing about it. People turn into Uncle Ruckus. Yeah, man. Richcraft Hustle Pants said, entertainers are public servants. This is true. They have a job to do. right? They have a job to do. This is why a lot of their houses are public, because they can't hide that information. They're not allowed to. You get what I'm saying? They're not allowed to. They're public figures for a reason. So, yeah, you're right. What's criminal them? He said, Kelly Green said, shut up and dribble. Shut up and dribble. Jessa says, what's poppin'? She said, yeah, straight up bullies, LOL. I was just binge watching Boondocks last night. Yeah, man. Oh, the Big Sur said they bullied Dave Chappelle. Wow. Yeah, Fresh said, man said Jackson are royalty. Nah, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. All right, so let's talk about our privacy. Okay, let's get into some real stuff. And then I'm in the live. Salute to everybody in here that likes the video. Tomorrow I'll be back with some valuable information. I'm tired of talking about celebrities. It's dying out. So we're going to wring the washcloth with these celebrities after today. We're going to get on some real stuff. I'm going to start talking about real stuff. Also, y'all on the Patreon, I got y'all with a video today. Going to be talking about Big Pun, y'all. You know what I'm saying? One of my favorite rappers. I'm doing a video on Big Pun, so make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon. Found a lot of valuable information. You know what I'm saying? Salute to his son, Chris Rios. I had a pleasure of meeting him a few years back. Real, real down-to-earth dude. You know what I'm saying? Real down-to-earth dude, man. So salute to Chris Rios, man. Now let's talk about these new advanced cars, man. Now, Toyota is I would say Japanese. Is it Japanese brand? Yeah, basically. I don't know if it's, you know, it's not American made, but it's over here, right? So this guy recently just purchased a Toyota Tacoma, right? Now, if you got a Toyota out there, I'm not saying that, you know, it's a bad idea or you're deciding to get these vehicles. I'm not saying that, but we have to be careful in this latest technology, because this guy found some type of device under his car, and it's a little creepy if you ask me, but I'm going to play it for y'all without further ado.
I was out here fixing the latch on my Tacoma because it'll get stuck and then you can't open the door, and I saw the sticker and it says all persons must keep a minimum separation of 20 centimeters from the transmitter's antenna when the device is operating to meet current FCC exposure guidelines. Like, that's weird. Being a technician for the FAA working on radios, I know all about that shit. And then I remember, hey, there's some people with a GR Corollas, you know, out there that are finding GPS trackers in their car. One of those guys was in South Houston. I live in South Houston, and that's where I bought my truck. So look at the OBD2 port, and I'm like, huh, that's weird. Why are there so little wires? I'm like, what's all this in the back? And it's looks like these extension cables. So I go over here, pull this out, and I find this. I don't know what it is. Probably some Chinesium GPS tracker, says Mingqing. But if it's got a SIM card in it, oh boy, you know I'm going to be using that free data. Thanks, nerds.
Salute to my guy, Trap House Kitchen. What's popping, man? My guy, Trap House Kitchen in the building. Make sure y'all go sub to Trap House Kitchen, man. He said, talk about Elon Musk shutting down Russian warlord Tesla with machine gun mount. LOL. Elon Musk and that Russian warlord Tesla with machine gun mount. I don't know. I never looked into that. I gotta check that out. But salute to you, Trap House Kitchen, man. Let me see, cause Elon Musk shut down Russia. I'll pull it up real quick. You know Jay don't care. Russian, let me see real quick. Okay, Chechen, yeah, okay. What's this about? LI accuses Elon Musk of disabling his machine. Wait, whoa, what? Oh my gosh. Yo, salute Trap House Kitchen. Oh my gosh, hold on. How did they do this? Wait a minute. So a warlord in I believe in Russia, who's an ally of Putin, You know what I'm saying? Accuses Elon Musk of disabling his machine gun mounted on Tesla's Cybertruck on front lines. Now, if they got the power to turn off your weapon, but I'm not surprised because they said this years ago that a lot of Teslas, if you say for instance, right, and I don't know how they have this type of technology, but they saying that if you bought a Tesla, right, and the police want you, or you want it and you think you're getting away from the police, this Tesla will drive you right to the police station, son. Or it will turn off. So I'm not surprised about this. I'm really not surprised, but that's kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? But see, that's why they want everybody to get this type of stuff, this type of technology, because it gives them more power. You get what I'm saying? It gives them more power. I said this already about companies like Ford saying, like, if you don't pay your car note, forget about the tow truck coming to get you. The car will just drive itself back to the lot. You'll be outside and the truck just start by itself and go right back to the dealership. Like, bro, how y'all got this type of technology? But you know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man. It is crazy, man. Jay Stacks Calhoun said, nah, Fred. Oh, he talking about shit. All right. Flashy Murray said, don't buy a Tesla. I mean, I'm not going to tell people what to buy. I mean, I would just say, like, you know, when it comes to certain stuff like this, this latest technology, you got to do more research on this, because how y'all just turning off people's cars and disabling certain things? Now, mind you, he shouldn't have this on there anyway because it's modified, but how did they manage to turn off his machine gun when it's modified? Like, that's weird to me. Cars are taped. Addy said cars are taped like our tap like our phones. Yeah, that's a fact too. You got things like OnStar now listening to conversations. It's getting weird, man. It's getting weird, man. But, you know, somebody said I would never buy one. But I be seeing Cybertrucks, man. I be seeing Cybertrucks daily. You know what I mean? I be seeing Teslas and Cybertrucks daily. But, you know, you also got to be careful with the batteries in there. They've been saying that those batteries have been exploding and all kind of stuff. But it's a violation of our privacy, if you ask me. When I see GPS trackers that come from China installed in these vehicles, it's like, why does China need to watch our location? You understand? There's certain things like that that makes me, you know, ask these questions. Okay, if you buy a Toyota and, you know, there's a GPS tracker on the inside of it, and this tracker is going to a database in China, what doesn't that make you raise an eyebrow? Like, why do they need to know where I'm at? You get what I'm saying? Okay, if it's OnStar, that's one thing, but now it's getting a little creepy, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I told y'all, by 2030, this world is going to change, son. People think it's for the better, but this world gonna change. Let me see if I can pull up this video before I get off of here. If YouTube make me take it out, you had to be there, son. You just had to be there. But this is what I believe is going on. Why they got all this P. Diddy nonsense going on and all this weird stuff, man. Where's this video at? And the guy said, he was like, yo, you know, hold on, y'all. He was like, this is what they want to do. And 45 was actually trying to ban this. He was trying to ban it. But, oh, whoa. I did not see this. Y'all saw this? Before we get out of here, look at this, y'all. I just randomly scrolled on this. Look who that is. Why? Will Ferrell? Oh my goodness, man. All right. Be off that. Let me see. Yeah, it was a video. I was just watching it earlier. And they was like, you know, just give me a second. Bear with me, y'all. I'm going to definitely find it. because it was on there this morning. And kind of makes you think why they bringing a lot of this stuff out right now. You know, want to shut us down, man. Want to govern the people, man. Yeah, I'm kind of tired of P. Diddy, my daggone self. I'm tired of hearing about it. Let me see, man. Let me see, because it was very informative. And they want to shut ish down. They talking about it as a possible. Oh, if you work in, also, if you work in the, if you work in the, like, the warehouse market or whatever, they saying that over 60,000 dock working jobs will be eliminated. This got to do with the produce and everything, man. Like, I don't know, man. It's getting kind of crazy. They swept that under the rug, though. Dang, now all of a sudden I can't find this video. But it's a distraction, man. It's definitely, hold on. Let me just make this. Give me a second, y'all. I gotta. Hold on. Here you go. All right, I found it. Give me a second. Let me pull the audio up so y'all can hear what they saying. All right, let me just get the audio going here. This is why I said that a lot of this P. Diddy stuff is all a distraction, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And I don't understand how we can't see this, but you know, they do a good job at it. The world is a stage.
Look at this. Somebody come look.
Okay, look.
Look at this. Somebody come look at this. Look at this. Somebody come and look at this. Relative to its importance in our country.
And like many other issues, we're going to be deciding on November 5 what kind of a country we're going to be, and it applies to this issue as well. President Trump had withdrawn the U.S. from the WHO, and of course the Biden administration.
Hopefully y'all can hear it.
Disastrous decision they made, reversed those policies when the Biden-Harris administration got in charge. Well, later this week, the U.N. is going to hold a, quote, summit for the future. And they're going to produce, this is right from their website, an intergovernmentally negotiated, action-oriented pact for the future with a chapter on transforming global governance. Extending beyond the powers being sought by its subordinate agency, the WHO, the UN is seeking even broader and more powerful authority, as you will hear a lot about today. The Biden-Harris administration apparently intends to fully support the surrender and compliance of the U.S. to the UN in these endeavors.
So, in a nutshell, right, what they're going to be doing is we all going to have to comply. You know what I'm saying? We all going to have to comply. They said barely, or y'all barely can hear it. I don't know. The audio is bad on that. But listen, so basically the United States is going to surrender to the UN, if that makes sense to you. Now, some people may say, well, Jay, what does that matter? Who cares, right? Yeah, it matters because now we're going to be under this one world government, son. You understand? That we're going to all be under this one world government, man. Like, told y'all, by 2030, man, this world going to change. You think it's a game? You think it's a game if you want. Salute. Let me read some people in the comments, man. Anthony Sutton said they can comply with these nuts. I hear you, dog. They said I heard it fine, but it was low. Yeah, I don't know why they got it low like that. If y'all can, y'all could just look it up on TikTok if you could get it. Yeah, they said Aqua Girl Rising said, or live off the grid. That's the only way. But I found it so to be crazy. Like, why is everything? Why is all of this stuff being popularized right now? And don't get me wrong, I'm part of the problem. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely part of the problem. But I just couldn't figure out what it was. What is going on behind the scenes? What was going on behind the scenes? And there you have it. They want to push this whole surrender And mind you, 45 was against this. 45 was against complying with the United Nations. But now the people that are in place, right, they want to make that possible. They want that to happen. This all happened under the sleepy guy and the other ladies, you know what I'm saying? Foundation or whatever you want to call it. Folks living off the grid have problems too. That's a fact. Because, you know, I don't want to fear monger, but I will say this, man. Like, they control everything. It's so crazy how the world is governed, right? You can only go but so far without a passport. And if you did decide to say, you know what, I'm going to get on the boat and leave, right? You got to worry about Coast Guards. You don't think that they're going to have these military people out there in the woods skimming through places and tents to see where you at and find you and locate you, or you living off the grid? Okay, cool. We're going to capture you or cut off your supply. The water's tainted. They're going to make it very difficult for people that don't want to go along with this narrative, because everything is about control, son. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? But I could see this. I see it happening already. We've already seen this. And it's just so weird. Like, they want to push this whole narrative of just the United States surrendering to the UN. Why? Y'all forgot about that whole BRIC situation with all of these different continents and countries coming together with one financial currency and all of this stuff. Like, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know, man. Satellites, and all satellites, they can track you. Yeah, man, they're sinking cheap flights. Oh, it said it's playing twice. Oh, my bad. I bet. My bad. Thank you. Thank you for informing me more money. Thank you, man. I apologize for that. They said Jesus is coming back. I hope so, man. We need somebody to prevent this thing from happening, because, man, I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. Salute, Flashy Murdy. Dangling UFO said Kumala Harry. It's crazy. Okay, let me read a few people here. People's locked down, chopped and screwed beat. Yeah, DJ Slow Hands in the background, Jay. DJ Slow Hands. Yeah, my bad. Salute Angie. Yaz Calibri. Yaz Calibri, thank you for becoming a member. Thank you. I appreciate you. And Angie. Hold on, why is not showing her name? Hold on, let me see. Angie Vasquez. Thank you, Angie Vasquez. She said, thanks for being you. Thank you, Angie Vasquez, for the super chat, man. Yeah, chill, y'all. We ain't gonna be prejudiced in here right now. Art of Nothingness said, he's not going to prevent. Well, yeah, because he got an answer to somebody too, but it's just crazy. Like, you know, we always know that when something as big as these things start to take place around social media outlets and the news and every form of, like, you know, syndication and radio and all of this stuff, it's to the point where we can't avoid it. They're covering something up. They're covering something up. But it takes a lot for us to really dive deep and, you know, cipher through a lot of this stuff, man, because there is a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. Bills being passed. Certain things are taking place to where they want to keep us, you know, asleep, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, unfortunately, platforms like YouTube, they don't want me to make a video strictly, you know, on that type of situation, right? So I would have to bring up predators of the music industry and, you know, tell you about Janet Jackson and D.L. Hughley, and then I have to sneak that stuff in there. You know what I'm saying? Sad to say, but this is, you know what I'm saying, the way the media thing works is so crazy, because you can't even speak how you want to speak. You know what I'm saying? It's so much stuff that I want to inform you guys on YouTube, but YouTubers, they don't allow that stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's messed up, man. Jay, are we doomed? Nah, I wouldn't say we doomed, but we have always heard about the New World Order, bro, and it's really here. I told y'all, this Agenda 2030 thing is not a joke, son. These people are really, really, really going hard with this. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people worrying about Agenda 25 or whatever you want to call that. That's just for them rich people to lose their power, if you ask me, right? And that could be played in the position too. Who says, okay, yeah, they win right now and they stop that from happening, and then a Red Ranger come into play and then still push that law out there. And then now, guess what? Everybody's under a communist state. We all get paid the same money. We all live the same. Nobody's rich. Nobody's poor. Like, you get what I'm saying? The only people that will suffer is the ones that don't comply. This is all in the Bible, son. You know what I'm saying? This is all in the Bible. Those that follow Christ, their heads will be removed. Meaning they will cut off your supply of anything if you don't get that thing up in you. I'm just trying to tell y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of correlating here. You know, so we just got to stay prayed up. That's the only thing I could say, man. Stay prayed up and focus on what we need to focus on. You know, stay prepared. You know, don't get caught up in the hype. Because they always got some tricks up their sleeve, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's always propaganda. A lot of this stuff be propaganda too. You know what I mean? I was reading somewhere, they said they don't even think Diddy is even locked up. I was like, that could be possible. Like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe a lot of these rich entertainers is going somewhere under these bunkers or something. And then they just telling them, yeah, you know, he got arrested. But they really underground in a bunker. Preparing for something, like, you'll never know, man. Salute, though, man. I appreciate all y'all, man. Shout some people out for in the live. The duality of life is a balance, and it's learning, leaning towards the evil because we have no faith in anything that could be possible, man. Salute, King Rico TV. Jordan Williams said, I think tribulation period is about to begin here soon. Yeah, that's crazy too, man. Yeah, everyone was poor. Apparently, the artists made no money, J.D. Lay said. B. Munger Walsh said, ain't no man coming from the sky to save nobody. I'm going to leave my opinions out of that one. None of your business said, been on this journey since 1994. Chili, Diddy, and most of these been dead. Charles Wilson was popping. He said, glad my mom put it all in my face, Brother Jay, at the age of five. Glad she put it in my face. Yeah, man, we had to, you know what I'm saying? We had to figure it out. They said, stop D-riding dead folks. I'm trying to tell you, man. I'm trying to tell you, man. All right, y'all. Salute Big Phil. Salute Aqua Girl Rising. All the nothingness. Salute to everybody in the Chizat, man. I greatly appreciate y'all. I'll be on live tomorrow if I can. Got some, you know, some important stuff to talk about, man. Got to take care of some business today. Before tribulations, Antichrist will rule. I heard that before too, man. I did hear that before. You know what I'm saying? I did hear that before, man. So, yeah, man. They said, yeah, right. Diddy probably was taken through the front door and straight out the back. We don't know, man. We don't know what happens, man, with a lot of this stuff, dog. We really don't know. You know what I'm saying? We can always speculate, but we really don't know. You know what I'm saying? And it sounds like we oh, y'all crazy for thinking like that. Nah, bro. Like, these people are powerful figures, and they got influence. So, yeah. With that being said, y'all, I'm going to get to some Patreon videos. Make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon. If you would like to join the Patreon, the link is in the description below. I got exclusive content on there for y'all, man. I'm going to get to some videos, like I said, for y'all. All right? And salute to everybody that showed love today, man. Great.